get over to our table here live on Radio Row,
right.
Media Center. Put out the call for Gordon Keith and his signature segment here on the Hang Zone. See you next Tuesday. Oh, look at that.
Hey, what's happening?
He's here.
What's happening?
It's Tuesday, Gordon.
I know. My biggest apologies. I forgot there was a time difference.
Well, I did it to your show
and
yesterday.
Do you change your time on, like, do you go with Phoenix time when you're here?
I like to stay on Dallas time. However, my clock automatically switched on my phone.
Okay, because I,
against my will,
I go in there.
You can block it.
Ask for my enthusiastic consent.
Yes, I go into my computer and the iPad and the phone. And say,
right,
do not switch automatically. And because I'm a Dallas guy.
Mm-hmm.
Same here. I'm a Texan.
Same here. I've switched it on my computer, and but my phone is, for some reason, does not mind my wishes.
Well, you were perfectly on time then. If indeed.
Yeah.
My phone doesn't mind me.
I can't even make a joke about it.
Yeah, you can.
He's sitting right behind
He can't hear you.
No, yeah, I know, but people don't always take humor in the right way these days either. I'm not talking about him. I'm talking about...
These days, man.
Yeah.
What are we going to do?
It's just...
Kick his ass.
We just got to get through this period of time.
There are a lot of people that don't have legs here.
What do you mean? That skip leg day?
Yeah.
That's a way to...
Oh, you're talking about... Oh, that
book
guy
a guest.
Literally doesn't have legs.
I saw the strangest thing at Media Night last night. Did you guys see the iPad?
The little robot iPad thing?
They had like a wheelchair that they were moving around.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a sick child.
Why are you talking like this?
FaceTiming on an iPad affixed to like the top of the chair.
Oh, like, yeah. Robart Jr.
There's not a person in the chair. You don't have to put the iPad where the head would be.
Why are you laughing at that? It was a child in the hospital who was
just
wanting to be part of Media Day.
Just carry the iPad around.
Well, it's a representation of the child that's in the hospital that uses a chair.
Oh, God love you.
But there was no body. Junior what?
Junior interviewed one of the women who had one of those little iPad robot things.
He was like, hey, what is this whole thing about? What is it? Stupid robot with a...
And the woman said, this is for the children in the hospital that... And it was a total bear trap. And then he was trapped into like a 7-minute interview with the woman. Trying to do a make good on his insensitivity. Maybe we'll play that.
I have a see you next Tuesday topic.
Did you just tweet? Was that what's taking you so long?
Yeah.
Okay. That's fine.
It's a slight, just a possible topic here.
I'll retweet it.
You don't need to do that.
Okay.
I just wanted you to see it.
All right.
And I didn't want you to touch my phone.
Where did you, just text it to me?
Or want you me tweeted just text it to you?
What are you doing?
I'll text it to you.
Oh,
You're right beside me.
So the topic is, when we're in our hotel room.
Yeah.
And we have separate hotel rooms, you and I.
Yes, that is correct.
You have an option. What do you do? Do you let the housekeeper clean your room every day?
No.
Do you just put the do not disturb? Or they have a new option here. And it is a, you could hang a green sign on your door. It says totally green. Our totally green program is in place to help conserve the water and energy that would normally be used to service your guest room. If you place this door hanger on your room, we will not service your room tomorrow. And I keep this on there the entire week.
Yeah.
I never have them go into my room.
I have the Do Not Disturb one on, but I can put that one on if you want. Doesn't matter to me.
Yeah, I guess either one. But I've never seen this before. I've always just put the Do Not Disturb. And you've always done that too?
Absolutely. The only time that I ever engage with housekeeping is if I need more towels. But I don't need them to clean the room and vacuum it and make up the bed and do all that stuff.
See, I love that.
Really?
Yeah.
Like to come home to a well-made...
You're one of those guys who likes to walk slowly across the street when cars are waiting on you because it's your time to have power.
No, I just hate the environment.
You love people waiting on you at restaurants. You want to make it as high maintenance as possible.
Well, and
I'm
you ever
leave jobs.
Do you leave a tip when you leave? Do you leave any money?
No. Why should I? They didn't do anything for me.
No, but you know what? Now that you say that, I should.
Yeah,
I always do.
If you're making them do stuff for you the whole time.
And I think I started doing it because I would do this, you know, whether it's training camp or whatever. We're there a whole week.
Mm-hmm.
And then they have to clean up quite a bit.
Wait, how much cleanup are you leaving for them?
Well, I'm there the whole week, and I never have them come in.
Well,
so it's all my garbage, whatever is still there.
It's the same amount of cleanup that they would do. Unless you're filling multiple garbage cans.
No, but it's sheets every day.
Well, no. They're doing more work for you, he's saying.
Yes, for sure, yeah. Okay.
They're only doing it once for him.
Well,
and I'm saying it's the same amount of work.
I don't always
do this. No matter how long the stay is.
I don't always do this, but I used to take off the sheet, the top sheet,
yeah,
and I would cover the couch with it because I don't want to sit on the couch that other people have sat on.
Patrick Bateman over here.
My gosh, yes.
And
tell
so there's
your card stock on your business card.
And, you know, so then I'll leave them a 10 or a 20 after a week's stay. And because I always felt weird about doing that if I have them come clean the room every day because it's possibly a different person.
Where
and
do
only
you leave
the
it?
Last person.
You just leave cash in the room?
Yeah, I write on a piece of paper, I'll just write thank you. I put the bill there, and I just leave it right there on the desk or maybe in the bathroom.
I've never thought of this. I should do this.
I write it on the $20 bill with a Sharpie. Thank you for the service and sign it. Just see if I ever get it back.
And they walk in and you're nude.
While my iPhone's running, propped up against the alarm clock to catch a reaction.
I do like the clock in the mirror.
That's
I'm
a little
not aware
creepy
of that.
To me.
That's there's
very
a clock
creepy
in your mirror.
You don't like that?
Yes.
Yeah.
So when you're
in the
at
bottom
the sink
right corner
and you're looking at the mirror, there is an integrated clock into the mirror that shines
that
through the
it's pretty cool
glass.
How have I not seen that? That would bother me because I don't.
You have to change that one too.
I'm not on Phoenix time.
Right.
I like to change the clock in my room too.
And it makes me wonder what else is behind that mirror.
Ooh.
That
yes
is pointed towards us.
Didn't think about that. Because, see, Dan has the
little camera that can get me on.
Yeah,
Dan.
I do, too.
You do, too?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Oh, wait. I don't have it covered. I should cover my thing. Got to cover the whole.
I think I don't.
I'm big into that. I have it on my phone, too. Look at that.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And look at this. I got it on each side of my phone.
Wow.
Because of
I cover cameras.
Possible surveillance?
Yeah. I don't trust any of this. All
China
of this is going to end badly for all of us. I'm just telling you right now. This world that we think is so kick-ass, and I don't see any way of heading it off because it's capitalized on our human behavior and our human need for shortcut. And
well,
I'm the same way. I've tried to resist sharing my information every chance I get. I try not to give my information, and they make the world so bleeping hard to get through if you don't give them a credit card, if you don't give them...
How about the grocery store? Oh, okay. Just pay a dollar extra for every item.
Mm-hmm.
Since you don't want to give your information. Like, they make you give them.
Yes.
And that's how you
the
get
world
those.
The world is getting impossible. Unless you're homesteading somewhere.
That's how you get those targeted ads, too. You know, because everyone always thinks, like, oh, they're listening. They don't have to. Everything you go buy at the pharmacy, they sell that information.
And everything is collated. I mean, they know... I'm telling you right now, the powers that be, well, it's very generic, should they want to, right? If all this stuff is collated behind the scenes, all your purchases with your credit card,
your
all
search
your
history,
phone calls, your search history, there's a reason why Google Gmail is free. Is because they can say, we guarantee your privacy, but we can also search your emails to build a profile of you. They know everything about us, and they know us better than we know ourselves.
Do you have a TikTok account?
No, and I think that's one of the worst.
Well,
sadly enough,
and I
know I'm going to step in it here because I'm going to say that I think Greg Abbott is on to something by saying that TikTok is not good.
Well, and I wouldn't sign up yesterday. Do you have an account?
I do.
Okay.
I literally have looked at it probably half dozen times in my life. I've never posted, but I do have an account.
But to find Jack's account, it wouldn't let me just see any of Jack's stuff.
Right. They need your they need your data.
We need you to sign in.
And for some reason, I'm buying all the news stories and Greg Abbott and whatever that, boy, this one I'm not going to sign up. I've signed up for everything else.
Right.
Everybody has all my stuff, but, boy, not TikTok.
China.
That one's got China.
China.
Are you staying?
And I hate that all this stuff has gotten so politicized that now I even say it. Now, you know, I'm carrying water for Greg Abbott. I stepped in it this morning. I said that they had found fentanyl-laced weed. Several people.
Whoa.
Idiot.
And now it's real.
Carrollton, right?
Fake story.
You stupid.
Fake
tanks.
Story, fake news. And it's okay.
You should just stop worrying. How do every single
God.
One of our
here's
conversations
the deal.
Devolve?
All right, we got a break. We got to go.
I swear to God, people used to be reasonable.
We'll pick this up next.
And now we got no time.
Jake, hey, Milestone Air Conditioning, Heating, Plumbing, and More.
Hey, indeed. We have newly obtained court documents and records regarding the mystery at the Dallas Zoo over the past few weeks. That's Law and Order Zoo Edition. So the man who was arrested, 24-year-old Davion Irvin, actually told police that if released, he's going to get right back to it.
Yeah, he just admitted to him.
Yeah, like, look, he told them that he, quote, loved animals.
Mm-hmm.
And that if they let him out, he's going to go back to the game.
That may hurt his case a little bit, or it may help it, because I think that doesn't this all indicate some mental issues? Or is that...
No, I think you're safe there.
You sure?
You're fine.
Okay.
Yeah, so he did admit that he was the one that tried to take Nova, the clouded leopard, back on January 13th.
Oh, okay.
But he said that he was, quote, only able to pet it. Because a leopard jumped to the top of the enclosure and he was unable to retrieve it.
So he's the guy with the Dorito bag?
Yeah. If you're cutting open a leopard enclosure and then getting up and then trying to pet it, I think that that's the guy can close his defense right there and say, Your Honor, look, my client has some.
Yeah.
He's not thinking straight.
Yeah.
Wasn't there another animal, like a bird or?
Yeah, a vulture. Ken the vulture. Who had been at the zoo for 33 years.
Is that on his ledger, too?
I believe so, although this article didn't seem to mention it.
It doesn't. It doesn't. It just says that he was, you know, he's responsible for cutting the enclosure for the two sets of monkeys and Nova, the clouded leopard.
And he took the monkeys on dart light rail.
Really?
Yes.
How did he, how did he get the monkeys? Did he put a leash on them?
He cut open the enclosure, and it doesn't say.
Or just convince him that...
I don't know whether they were just sitting on his shoulder, like pirate parrots or something.
They're pretty small.
Yeah, they're not like
chimps.
Orangutans.
How much do they weigh each?
They look like they maybe 20 pounds.
Oh, I don't think they're that big, are they?
You're probably right. Maybe 10. They look like your dogs, honestly.
Okay, well, that's...
little poodles.
The dogs don't just follow you. You got to put a little thing on them.
Boy, that's Carrot Top right
Leash.
There.
That is Carrot Top.
You're going to talk to him when?
Is that your dream?
To talk
well,
like
maybe don't
top?
Let him eat
or
the
look like
just to be Carrot Top, yeah.
No, he scares me.
There are fewer lots in life lower than being Carrot Top's handler.
Dude.
All right, Carrot Top's handler or Chang and Aang's slave?
I bet his net worth is...
You know about Chang and Aang's slaves?
No, what is that?
I bet his net worth is $500 million. Ty?
No way.
I've got it here. Deal.
Yeah. I think he's pretty wealthy.
He doesn't look like it.
Carrot Top.
What do you mean he doesn't look like it?
Carrot Top.
He does look like someone that you'd
between
maybe
$250 and $500 million.
No,
will you give me that?
Hey, I'm going.
You're saying below 250.
15.
15.
Okay. No, he.
Let me look at him again. Jesus, he's looking straight at me. He just stole my soul.
What
he's
do we got?
Like, he's like.
Celebrity net worth has him at $70 million.
Look at there. God bless him.
I way overbid.
Is he wearing makeup? Or
is he still lifting weights?
Tattoos.
Yeah, he's jacked.
Yeah, but it's weird jacked.
Yeah, it's methy jacked.
Yeah.
Kind of like Kenny Mayne last night.
It looks like he's had,
yeah,
like,
that was weird.
Bicep
he's
implants.
Puffy jets.
He does look like he had bicep implants. And he's got weird bedazzled shoes on.
Man, I wish I could see him right now. I'm scared to turn around. He's right behind me. Isn't he?
He's pretty close.
Is he holding a knife above his head? Pointed at me?
He's got a big box. He's pulling something out of it.
What?
What's with the hair?
That's his thing.
Why don't you ask him these
questions?
Yeah,
no, but it's different now, though, right?
It's like the top of a carrot.
Yeah, I got that part.
Although the top of a carrot is green.
Yeah. Correct.
So.
But just, yeah, imagine you got to get up every day and try to book spots for Carrot Top. That's
think,
just your
do you think
whole
he
life.
He goes into the bathroom every morning and is startled in the mirror going, oh, Jesus, I'm Carrot Top. I'm like, he's going, okay, well, another bad day.
Did he get...
another bad day.
Do you think he got tattooed eyeliner?
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah. There's something going on there for sure. And, like, this guy's having to pretend to be interested.
Now,
would you let your wife be with him for a night for $1 million?
Do I get to watch?
Oh, gee. I hate it when y'all start talking this stuff with Jake, because I always find out that Jake's way off, more off the deep end than I think. He wants to watch his wife. He bought her a pegging kit for Christmas.
Is it unmarked?
Put it under the tree.
Non-sequential bills?
Let the kids help open it.
I'm just like bent over.
A kit.
Oh, my God. Yeah, it's a whole kit.
Anyways.
Yeah.
This guy's going to steal some more animals. So what'd you step in this morning regarding the fentanyl?
So I said that they had found fentanyl in weed, said that I didn't trust drug dealers because they're using fentanyl in a bunch of different products. And plus, they handle fentanyl. I don't always believe that drug dealers have laboratory-type conditions as far as clean rooms and stuff like that.
OSHA might be concerned.
So I had read stories that some weed, that somehow fentanyl had gotten in weed in a few areas. And then couple people jumped on me for that.
So was it not true?
That's so wrong. This is more right-wing fear-mongering that you're doing. And I was like, oh, Jesus. Is everything right-wing or left-wing?
Yes.
Can't anything just also be, hey, I thought I had read this and I didn't know I was spreading the evil gospel of one side or another.
That's what you do.
That's what I do.
They don't have wings in the middle.
No, they don't.
You're not
seeing
that?
Centrist is bad.
Centrist is, like, the worst thing. It is the only thing that both sides agree is wrong.
So if you're in the middle, you're just like a wiener.
Right. You're an absolute jerk, not committed. You don't understand what's at stake right now, man. And it's everything. And you're just, you're hated.
Yeah, speaking of wiener, I took this photo this morning.
I don't even consider myself to be in
a wiener. A photo of your wiener? Let me see.
You want to go eat there with me tonight?
Loaded wiener. That's a pretty cool sign.
It
looks pretty professional.
It is.
They tacked it up there nicely.
So fentanyl back in the news locally because there were 3 deaths of students at R.L. Turner.
Right.
In Carrollton. And there's a couple.
And it's from pot?
No.
Oh.
That's a Sharon Grigsby story. It's from... I don't know what drugs the kids were thinking that they were.
I think they thought they were getting Percocets or OxyContin.
I wonder if that's what it was about. Maybe it was they were just worried that I was giving pot a bad name or something.
Yeah, I'm with them.
I don't know. But there's also, like, gummies, you know? Like, you can... I kind of am calling that weed as well. Is that not proper to call that weed?
Yeah, I think that works.
Mary Jane?
But I guess there's no way that fentanyl can get in... illegally made gummies. I don't know anymore. Just whatever people believe, that's the right thing.
You stand with those that stand against
you. I stand with those who stand against me.
Man, that's right. It gets me upset. Just
whatever makes the yelling go away.
Yeah, it is
you gotta
terrifying,
ignore things,
though.
Man.
Yeah, we need to stage a...
How about you just...
Intervention for Gordon.
Intervene right
Could
now.
Could you just get off all sosh?
Well, no, because it's also a way to communicate with the listeners.
And it's so good for news gathering.
It is.
Like,
you know,
I've gone in the last couple of weeks, I've gone 2 or 3 days. I deleted Twitter off my phone.
Mm-hmm.
I'll go 2 or 3, 4 days, and I actually feel less informed.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's a catch-22.
It is. You know, the best idea is if you can somehow learn to use it responsibly.
But that's also the best idea with all addictive substances.
Yeah.
And that's the problem, is you got to mess with the substance to find out how you can get a good management tool, good coping skills to manage something reasonably.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think that the fentanyl is obviously scary stuff, and these kids were getting it. They thought that they were probably getting pain pills or something like that.
Percocets or OxyContin. You know, my brain is so broken from the ticket and from us laughing about political ads that when my son had his surgery recently and they said they were going to give him pain medication and they said fentanyl, I laughed.
You laughed at the people who were describing surgery on your infant.
The concept of it was, you know, we just got out of the midterms.
What color is it? Rainbow?
Yeah,
or
yeah.
What?
And it's like, what is wrong with me? They're about to cut this kid's head open, and all I can hear is the eagle sound of your fake political ad.
Well, that's the problem with the ends of the wings, right? The edge of the wing is they want to blow it up so big that they're handing it out at Halloween.
Yeah. I actually did say,
and it turns into a big joke.
My wife did not find that funny.
What's that?
They're targeting kids.
I actually said, they
are. Doctors are trying to get kids hooked on
right.
See, and I didn't think that the Halloween, being concerned about Halloween candy, was all that crazy. This is where I piss people off.
Why would you not think that's crazy? Who hands out unwrapped candy?
No, here's the thing that I was concerned about. But people don't hear it because they just hear, I know the reaction I'm supposed to have to news story when I hear just some buzzwords. It's like everyone's mind just has a keyword search set up.
It's a little word cloud.
Yeah, to the word cloud. And they don't listen to your whole sentence. They just heard that you mentioned a few of these things in there, and they know what their reaction needs to be. What my concern is that now that we have, as far as I know, a lot of the THC products look like candy to me. Like, those gummies to me look like gummies.
I mean, some of them are, like, literally branded as, like, Skittles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they'll have, like, a funny little fake name that's a takeoff on it.
Yeah.
And in my stupid and admittedly backwards brain, I'm not up to date on things. It seems to me, like, why couldn't that stuff maybe get accidentally mixed in? There's a parent who has their gummies, the kids find it, or the parent is grabbing the candy. I don't know. But is it impossible to think that a kid would get a THC gummy?
It's not impossible, but
it's very unlikely.
That's the thing, and it's presented as something that is quite likely.
And I think that's the mistake that people make, is that if you say something is possible, that means they take it as you're saying that this is a 100% certainty and it's happening everywhere in every neighborhood, and that Joe Biden is behind it. Right. Or Donald
or
Trump
Greg
is
Abbott,
behind
whatever.
It. Or Greg Abbott. Yeah, pick your political guy.
All right, that's going to do it for the 1:30 news. I'm not real sure what we have left for the last hour here, Dan.
When's Carrot Top? I'm waiting around for Carrot Top.
He's next.
Nobody falls into the Grand Canyon this week. We're live from Arizona and Super Bowl 57. Brought to you by Wellborn Garage, the Dive-In Factory, and Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
About an hour left here in a Tuesday Hang Zone from Radio Row in Phoenix, Arizona.
All right, I got it, Blake.
No word on whether or not the coffee pot has been returned yet back in Dallas.
Oh, yeah.
What's this?
Is there an update?
No. We should probably call the front desk at some point.
The coffee pot in the Cumulus Cafe?
Did you take it?
No.
Okay.
They say it's missing.
Although, you know, I never make coffee in there, and they have those two thermos pumps, you know, those things. And I went to one of them that apparently never gets
cleaned,
refilled and cleaned on the regular, and it shot out straight fungus.
That's disgusting.
It looked like
an unsurprising
cranium in The Last of Us.
But yeah, we got an email from Erica that says the coffee pot is missing.
Hmm.
It also says if you return it, no questions asked.
Oh, okay.
So I'm not sure if I buy that.
But
or
what
not.
If I have questions while I'm returning it?
Well, it was pretty clear. None. Mm. None asked.
Dang it.
All right, so we're going to check in with Kyrie. We have quite a few classic Kyrie clips. I'm excited for Gordon to be here for this. Because I just don't know how much you actually know about this guy.
You know what? I don't know anything about him, but let me tell you just what I've gathered from listening to you guys talk about him. He must be like a really, really good player.
Good dude.
Remarkable.
Okay, so he is like elite level player.
Yeah, when he plays.
And, oh, is he hurt a lot, or is he just always,
well,
like flaky and won't
injury,
show up?
Injury, slight issue, but it's more that he missed a significant amount of time because the state of New York would not let him play without being vaccinated.
Right, okay, so he's...
And the team wouldn't let him just play on the road, which they could have done, but they opted not to.
When they gave him the keys to the whole franchise, he would also miss a game, let's say, for his sister's birthday.
Yeah.
Sister's birthday party, so he would just miss the game.
He'll take a personal
day.
But
why can't you prioritize family?
That's a great question.
That's what he would say.
So here is, we'll start off with, this is a reporter, a sideline reporter, giving you a little peek behind what Kyrie's all about.
All right, guys, I know we love a good numbers game, or at least Eric Collins, I know you do. So how about this for Kyrie, the reason that he wears number 11? It's a huge significance in his life. His multiple reasons. He was born at 111. His dad wore number 11 when he played college ball at Boston University. Kyrie Irving is exactly 11 letters long. Even the letter K is the 11th letter of the alphabet. And after playing a total of 11 games at Duke due to injury, he was drafted pick one of round one in 2011. He even scored his 11,000th point.
Come on.
On the 11th of March.
No.
Yes.
Wow. Kept getting better and better and better.
Hill of the layers.
Oh, my goodness. Ashley, that is, mark that one down. Clip that one off. We're sending that to the Emmy.
Yeah, let me know if the Emmys get back to you.
So he's a numerology guy. That's one.
That doesn't necessarily mean he's a numerology guy.
He is, though.
I believe you.
I
believe you. But in his defense, don't we all choose favorite numbers based on just a bunch of made-up reasons? I mean, we're all kind of horoscopy like that, right?
So are these next ones, Blake, all Kyrie?
They are.
Okay, this isn't a reporter. This is Kyrie talking. Here you go, Gordon.
Okay. It makes you not want to question it naturally.
Yes.
Because of how much information you actually can figure out and how much information there actually is out there.
Yeah.
It's crazy. You can, anything that you have a particular question on, okay, is the world flat? Is the Earth flat or round? Yeah. I think you need to do research on it. Like, ultimately.
But who's say the research that you do is going to give you the answer? Like, who actually has the answer?
Because it's right in front of our faces. I'm telling you, it's right in front of our faces.
Mm.
Okay, so
he didn't issue an opinion there.
The Earth is flat. He's just saying you got to research it before deciding.
But question everything.
He's got half of a good point, and she's got the other half of the good point. Which is, he's saying that you should research it, and the information is all out there. He's right. And then she's saying, but whose research are you going to follow?
So right. Based on the title of this cut...
Hold on. Here's a follow-up.
Cut.
Here's the Earth flat guy.
Kai, real quick. Okay, real quick. Do you believe the Earth is round or flat?
Look, for what I've known for as many years, and what I've come
taught.
To believe, what I've been taught... is that the Earth is round.
Yes.
But, I mean, if you really think about it from a landscape of the way we travel, the way we move, and the fact that, can you really think of us rotating around the sun and all planets aligned, rotating in specific dates, being perpendicular with what's going on with these planets and stuff like this?
How are you going to put planets in quotations?
I'm going to put planets because everything that they send, or they want to say that they're sending...
They thought Pluto was a planet until like 4 years ago.
It doesn't come back. There's no concrete information except for the information that they're giving us.
It doesn't come back.
He'll enjoy a word with a lot of syllables in it. So
yes, he's a smart,
knew the word
dumb guy.
Perpendicular exists, and he tried to work that in there.
I love
that really didn't really make sense.
Usage of it there.
I love the image of him sitting there saying planets with quotation marks around it.
Planets, if we are to believe.
So are we supposed to believe that he doesn't believe that there are other planets?
I don't know that.
I mean,
knows
he's been
what
told there are.
Right.
So are you going to believe everything you're told?
Yeah. I'm not going to believe everything I'm told.
Okay. Well,
but
then,
I always talk to these people.
Why would you believe the whole planet thing?
Here's the thing. Pointless to try to argue with this kind of talk. We talk with a flat earther in studio once in the morning show. All of this, including our political discussions now, it's turned, everything's religion. Everything is just, so this is a religious belief he has. You're not going to talk him out of it.
And see, the interesting thing is, like, he has the seed of what would be a good idea, in that, particularly, frankly, in the black community, that they've been told a lot of things that were not true, and they've been misled by the establishment.
You can get a loan just as easily as anyone else can get a loan.
Right, and so he knows he's part of a subjugated community, and he took that slight seed of, boy, I don't know, maybe we should question some of the official information as it's presented to us, and went way off the rails with it.
Yeah.
That's basically what he's done.
But there are a lot of people who are like this now.
What is it, Tuskegee?
Tuskegee experiment. But there's a million
experiment
of them.
Happened. Now I should also question whether
there are other
there's
planets.
A sun.
Yeah.
Because it's not, I don't know, at night there's not.
And I don't know how you sort through that. But I guess Gordon's point is pretty much you just don't.
Well, no, you don't. And if you search through his life, you will find that he believes a lot of things that he has no evidence of. Like, for example, has he ever been to, I don't know, pick a place, Dubai? I don't know if Kyrie's ever been to Dubai. So does he believe that Dubai exists?
Right. There are plenty of things that you believe are out there without experiencing them on your own.
You think he's ever cut open his computer and seen what's inside it? No.
Doubtful.
But he probably believes that microchips exist.
All right, we're about at break time.
Play me some more funny.
And if I play you this now, we'll be way beyond break time because apparently he's got opinions on JFK.
Oh, that's my bad.
And carry all this right. over because I want to talk about it.
Okay, thanks, Danny. Next.
I'm glad to be a part of this show. APART.
What do you follow on All Right? I feel like I was told in J school that you should always separate those two, ALL space RIGHT.
All right. All right?
Yeah.
The word all right?
Yeah.
No, it's also acceptable to say ALRIGHT, I believe.
Yeah, I've never had a problem with that. But I would probably separate them I was writing it.
It's like OK. I think that the letters O and K are now acceptable. You don't have to write out OKAY.
What's this world going to?
These dang libs get their way.
It's the Zoomers, I tell you.
It's these dang Zoomers.
Like Jack.
These dang MAGA Zoomers.
So, the great Gordo is with us here. We're at the site of the Super Bowl in Phoenix. Where's the media party tonight?
I'm pulling this up right now.
Is it walking distance?
Everything's walking distance.
Not everything is.
Not for Norm.
Way to go, Jake.
Yeah, okay.
Way to go.
Fair.
Not for a lot of the guys you've seen around here.
I do get kind of upset when I see him.
There's like, that was like, was that the same guy as at Media Day, or was the guy that was behind me about an hour ago another half man? You know what I'm saying?
There are a number of half men here.
But it's a way to
is it
present
last night as well. You know, you don't see a lot of half women.
No, they're all the leg. It's not just legless,
except
though.
For boxing Helena.
It does seem strange, and these guys are probably, you know, they may have been blown up serving our country,
yeah,
or something like that.
Is there a more sensitive way for you to say that than blown up?
Well, probably yes. These men had a lived experience of explosives.
Okay, that's better.
Or they all just wanted to meet Kevin James.
Quite a price to pay.
But it's one way to do it, though.
It is.
So, we're listening to...
Turn into a half man, get to the front of the line. Kevin James is running a special.
Now, we're going to wipe the slate clean and give him the opportunity, correct? We're going to embrace Kyrie and say, well, let's see what you do from here on out.
Typically how fandom works.
But also... You said with your lady, you don't want to know her past. Whatever has created this person that I'm with now.
Oh, he wants to hear about her past. as he's laying beside
her working
it.
I don't want to know about it. I'm happy you are who you are right now. And what we have right now is a 30-point-a-game scorer who can sit next to Luka and perhaps bring us championships.
I want you to start calling him Little Mountain.
Is that what his name means? Or... Did he?
That's his adopted native name.
Little
he's
Mountain
allowed
it
is. Is he? Does he have native heritage?
He does.
He does.
Or okay. at least claims to,
right.
Because I'm sure he would never submit to 23andMe. system.
Yeah, that's government control.
So he's got hot sports opinions on the Earth and whether it has a shape of roundness.
Sphere. I believe even flat earthers think it's round. They just don't think it's a sphere.
Oh, okay. So it's round but flat.
Yeah.
It's like a plate.
It's, okay. Yeah. Okay. but here he... I haven't listened to this, but Blake put it in the audio box. Apparently he's got something to say about JFK, Gordon, and I'm glad you're here to clear this up.
Basically, there was two shooters with JFK. There was not one.
See, man, listen, here see we go. The fact that a man signs 21 days before he gets assassinated,
yeah.
he wants to end the bank cartel in the world, and all of a sudden, 21 days, he's assassinated. And the fact that Bob Marley's birthday just passed, and the CIA hired Jamaican people to try assassinate Bob Marley. There were multiple assassination attempts on Bob Marley. The fact that he tried to bring people together, and a fact that it was fundamentally brought on love and truth, and we kill people for doing the right thing like that.
And I'm gonna be really
if
honest.
This podcast is going way left, I completely understand.
Keep
if you guys don't
want
to talk about
what
it,
what,
you
want
to
like,
go. No, but I'm completely
making a
fine
big
with
loop
it.
Around
what,
the block.
What I have.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Interesting edit.
Sorry, Blake.
I got to the Bob Marley thing and stopped because I wanted to hear the rest with you. So I did not edit the end. All I heard was, and Bob Marley, and that's all I needed.
Okay,
to
so I'm going to try to steel man what he's saying here, okay? I'm a strong man. So I think maybe he was making a different point about Bob Marley, right, in order to support his JFK thing. He's not saying those two things are related.
But the CIA was trying to kill Bob Marley, and so the CIA tries killing people. So
yeah, I think that's what he means, is that Bob Marley may have been killed for political reasons, so that shows you that political killings do take place.
Which is
It's a point that probably didn't need to be made
with
involving Bob Marley, because it's a big distracting thing running across our trail here.
But you can also tell that someone had said the term bank cartel to him, and whether or not he really grasped what that meant, buzzword, he's going to throw it out there. He was trying to end the bank cartel.
He may understand a little bit more than that.
Did it sound like that to you?
Well, I don't know. With Blake's edit, we didn't get to hear.
Sorry.
That's true.
Is there more, Dan?
We have one final cut.
But the JFK thing, this is the problem with the assassination kind of conspiracy logic. He's saying, isn't it crazy that JFK does this, and then 21 days later, he's killed? So what if he was killed 22 days later? Would that have been suspicious?
Well, you'd say,
isn't it suspicious that 22 days later he gets killed? Let's say it was 100 days later. Isn't that a little suspicious? It's like, when are you going to close that window?
So he's locking it down to because of 21.
Yeah, what does 21 have anything to do with it? Nothing.
It's 11 plus 11 minus 1.
That's
right.
Exactly right.
And maybe that was the point he was going to get to in this, and he was going to try to get a numerology thing.
The one and only Bob Marley.
The example that I use is the list of witnesses with the JFK assassination that were killed or died in suspicious ways. And people add on to this list, and they'll say there's 300 people who were witnesses to are connected to the assassination that died in mysterious ways. And you'll read things like, died of a heart attack 8 years later.
Yeah.
They don't count on you doing a deep dive on the list or questioning things. You just hear, wow, I heard that 300 witnesses died in suspicious circumstances. And then you're reading about some of them that died 50 years later.
From diabetes or
something. From diabetes.
But did they die?
But it was, but they died.
Were they witnesses? And they're dead?
Now they can't talk.
And that's the point that I try to bring to people, is just, okay, let's just think about this for just a second. Okay. This doesn't make sense as to being a suspicious death.
Our last piece of audio is a couple minutes long. It's Kyrie being philosophical.
Oh, good.
You know, these same questions that you guys ask
me dealing with it as being a melanated, pigmented person all around the world and dealing with racial biases against my skin color, demeaning me because of my religious beliefs, and I'm still sitting in the seat standing.
Well, wait, what?
That may be a turn of phrase.
Yeah.
Demeaning me because of my religious beliefs, and I'm still sitting in the seat standing.
Yeah, and if you charge someone with the reason I'm being demeaned is my religious belief, you cannot.
Right.
I can't come back to that. On that.
I'm just here to continue to expose things that our world continues to put in darkness. I'm a light. I'm a beacon of light. That's what I'm here to do. You guys ask me questions about basketball, I give you my expert opinion. You guys ask me about other things, I give you my opinion, and it's met with whatever you believe the perception or the deception is. You guys investigate my life.
It's fun to rhyme words sometimes, too.
Well, I mean,
retweet.
What is he saying here that's so offensive? Like, what is he talking about specifically?
Is this after the sharing the tweet or sharing the link of the movie that had a lot of anti-Semitism?
Right, and I think that's different than him saying that everyone's making fun of him because of his religious beliefs or the color of his skin because of his beliefs about the shape of the earth.
And it's met with whatever you believe the perception or the deception is. You guys investigate my life every day. And you justify it by serving your own purpose, which I honor. I would like the same respect in return. Figuring out just like anyone else. So please keep that same energy when we're talking about anti-other things. Because just because I post a documentary doesn't mean I'm anti-Semitic. And it doesn't mean that I'm automatically standing with everyone that is believing in that. So it's unfortunate timing that we're in, but I'm glad that I could stand on the truth because I'm not afraid of these mics, these cameras. I used to be looking everyone in the eye and telling them the truth.
And in fact, wasn't this supposed to be the press conference where he apologized? The Nets got a hold of him behind the scenes and said, hey, let's put this fire out. Let's get out and apologize. And he came out with this.
Yes, he made it worse.
This is what really drove the wedge between Nets management and him. And it's why, in the end, he's saying they made him look bad, a scapegoat, and that's why he asked for a trade.
This is the one that got him suspended.
Mm-hmm.
He did press conference after he shared the video. They put him out there.
If he had apologized, it might have been all over.
He wouldn't be a Mav.
But I'm proud of who I am. Any label that you put on me, I'm able to dismiss because I study. I know the Oxford Dictionary. You look it up, right? It's one of the biggest mistakes I had in being a kid was not knowing European or Western language until I started looking it up and understanding the definitions and why they say, if you want to trick a black person, put it in the book. I was wondering my whole life why they said that. Now I'm 30 years old and I know reading is a superpower because it helps me understand where I'm going and where I come from. Like a tree with roots.
There's so much here. I mean, he doesn't sound like a bad guy. I get the vibes, and I have not covered him or seen him. I don't even think I've seen the footage of this press conference. It's the first I've heard of it. And so here I'm going to talk and jeopardize my own life and livelihood.
Well, he
does not come across as a guy who's trying to. He seems genuine in his questing. He seems misguided as well.
Yes, that's the perfect way to put it. He's misguided. And we brought this up yesterday.
Hi, guys.
Hey, misguided.
Misguided. He does do a ton of work in the various communities that he's been a part of, mm-hmm. whether it's donating money, whether it's donating time, whether it's donating homes. He does somewhat put his money where his mouth is when it comes to community service. I feel like we should at least mention that.
Yeah.
Yes, he does, and some would say that's a force field for treating underlings like S.
That's how
does he treat underlings like S?
Yeah,
that's what
the word is from wherever he's been. Do you know how when Dirk retired and the lowliest guy at the American Airlines Center praised Dirk and how he would be treated by Dirk, and whereas the same guy would say boy, Kyrie treats me like a bug. Like he, you know, he notes where you're. If you're going to ask him a question, he would note, "Oh, you're with the local station," and would treat you summarily
differently than the national.
Oh man, this could help my image. You know, on ESPN, I'm gonna, you know, be real cool and I'll talk and we'll have fun. So it's like that, and I guess sometimes you can do good deeds to help that, because now your national image is still good.
Sure.
Although, still doing the good deed, no matter how you got there, that's great.
Right.
And he does. He does donate a lot of money, and he does seem to want to help his community.
Yeah, I don't know whether he's a good guy or bad guy. I only know what you've played for me here. And I knew, was vaguely aware of the controversies it has been in the past.
Blake loves his shoes. he got Kyrie's?
He can dribble really well.
Jack got Kyrie's? Of course he does.
I had a pair, but they broke.
So, but he wasn't kicked out of the league for any of this stuff.
No, and it's interesting if you just follow how that all unfolded, because, you know, LeBron, who basically is the league, took him to task for it. And then after a couple weeks, LeBron kind of said, I don't know, maybe we shouldn't have been so hard on him. Why aren't you guys asking me about Jerry Jones in North Little Rock? It's like, well, what? How does that have anything to do with this? But
so wait, what are you saying? That LeBron talked with him, took him under his wing, and LeBron started his support?
No, he took him to task publicly, said,
okay. Yeah, like, oh,
he admonished him for the sharing the, you know, the anti-Semitic movie. And then a week or two later was publicly saying, well, why is the NBA punishing this guy?
Yeah. I think he's a lot more popular in the league than he is with the media.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think most people in the league think there's anything weird about the guy.
And his teammates seem to like him.
Strangely enough, yes, it does seem that way.
So, except for the teams that he leaves while they're
right.
they're playing very well, and he decides he's not getting paid. You know, he wanted out of the Nets because they would not guarantee him a 4-year max contract. And that's the concern that he'll do here as well.
Since this episode, has he said anything else that's jeopardized his team or his job?
No, it was more just that he's demanding a trade.
Mm-hmm. When they're playing very well, they've got the best record in the league.
And he's
in the last
playing
few
great.
Months and, yeah.
And he's demanding a trade for what reason? Who is he crossways with?
Well, we think he's crossways with Nets ownership for making him go apologize, even though he actually didn't go apologize.
Right.
And for suspending him. Anyway, let's take a break because we have to. Are you staying? You can. I love it. This is the Great Gordon.
It's your show.
And we're at the Super Bowl. And we're not going to be here for a couple of minutes with you. We'd like you to listen to these messages, though. They're going to be great.
Probably.
He might have been
Most
the Def Leppard drummer.
I feel like Killer has bad news.
Uh-oh.
Killer. No good?
He lost the top.
How'd you lose the top?
You lost CT?
Give us some top.
Killer, grab that headset.
Don't call him CT.
Headset.
It's
CRT.
McAfee went like 10 minutes long with it, so he's way behind.
Race top.
Why are you not so nervous?
Because you're sitting there. You make me nervous.
Wait, well, you're fine here.
So
you're
then he's
going
to walk over here at like 3:45 and be like, hey, guys, I'm ready.
He's got a show tonight, so he's got to fly back after this last interview.
Not too bad.
Killer was so excited.
So we're not the last interview?
The top.
No, I really wasn't. But
Blake, Killer failed us.
Who could have seen this coming?
Right here.
I just want Blake
Thanks
to talk
for
to
trying,
Killer.
Jason. Yeah. Thanks for trying.
Thank
Appreciate
you, Gordon.
He doesn't mean that.
What else
there
you
is
got? No try, Gordon.
Yes, there is.
Do.
That's all I got.
Looking
or do
out
not.
For us.
Okay, thank
you.
So
Killer takes good care of
and
us.
I'll leave you alone now.
Do you think?
No, Killer.
Don't poop in my room.
How did we fail to book Carrot Top?
Yeah, let's talk.
Yeah,
hey,
this
let's
is
talk
an
about
low for this station.
Did he look all workouty?
Yeah, but
oh,
like
he looked
very methed out.
Methy workouty.
Yeah. He looked like Kenny Mayne workouty.
Yeah, he looked really bad.
As Kat said,
oh, you weren't
he
there
looks
last
like
night.
He never
I
does
there.
Leg
oh, you saw Kenny Mayne?
Uh-huh.
What do you mean I wasn't there?
I told him I was a big fan.
Uh-oh.
I skipped media day?
We're about to leave our table.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
I know you were sick.
Oh, dear.
That hurts.
Oh, our backup table.
Our auxiliary table.
Go get your stuff before they throw it away, killer.
Rightfully claimed by the station that was assigned to it.
They're probably all loud.
So we have chaos. What's happening now?
Well, attitude.
Okay. We stole all their chairs.
Oh, no.
They're looking around like, what? This is weird.
God, we got our chair. Let me give us a chair.
Oh, we thought that was the unlegged radio station.
Oh, they don't just sit on the ground. Right.
What are the...
Yeah, we stole all their chairs.
Look at you guys all sitting down here. We clearly... We have four chairs assigned to us, and we got 12 people sitting around our table right now.
I'm going to give it to them too, Gordy.
Don't call me Gordy. So today is Tuesday, February 7th, 38th day of the year. 333 days left in 2023. 333, Jake.
Wow.
Ooh, you know what that means. Double it.
Half
That's half the beast.
Half the devil.
Yeah. The good half. I like this this day in history in 1943.
Hmm.
I don't like where this is going. What victory did Germany accomplish on this date in history?
The government abruptly announced that wartime rationing of shoes made of leather would go into effect in 2 days. So they gave you 2 days' notice.
Let's go stock up.
Can you imagine the rush on all the new Lukas?
And they said they would limit consumers. So this is shoes made of leather. To buying, you could only buy 3 pairs per year.
That seems like
that
a lot.
Seem bad at all.
That's about what I do now.
That's why I think this is funny.
I buy a pair of shoes every 5 years.
Like if they told Blake tomorrow, you can only buy 3 pair of Kyries per year.
Come on.
I remember my grandmother telling me about standing in the shoe lines.
Did you punch her?
Yeah.
This shoe right
here. I don't want to hear this story right now.
Old. This shoe right here.
Repaired.
Will last me at least 15 years.
What kind of shoe is that? Are you a little Dutch boy or something?
It's a Birk, bro.
And it look like you.
Those are
living in Europe
They're
in 1912.
Cloggy.
Yeah, that with that hair.
I don't want to investigate his whole affect these days.
Some of my.
Yeah.
What's up?
I mean, just move to Colorado and be done with it.
I mean, I need at least 3 pairs of just Harry Mark.
Excuse me?
Yeah.
Those are called Earth shoes. There you go.
Let's interview her.
Birkenstocks.
What does she have to say, Corby?
Yeah, interview her, Corby.
Let's hear
the wireless. You got the wireless, Corby.
70s.
Yeah, I mean, did you wear Birks? Oh, Earth shoes. So you were into that?
Tell her you love her.
Ask her if she likes weed. Does she like weed?
Sorry, love her.
Ask her if she has any grooming.
Smoke a lot of weed.
Apologize.
How about Mary?
Apologize for smelling.
How about Mary Jane? Mary Jane
Bush.
Tell her you smell like TT.
Everybody, calm down.
Okay. Right. How old are you?
Jesus, like walking there through Alcatraz or something.
Dropped acid. She ever dropped acid?
Oops.
Ask
the difference between a pad and a pawn.
Headsets from Target.
When was the last time she queefed?
So,
she's right behind you, dude.
You're 60?
She's not wearing
right
a headset.
Behind you.
This woman is 60.
Wow.
Let's give her applause.
You're right. Yes.
Imagine how many queefs.
Well, she is.
Really good.
Oh, she wouldn't be surprised at anything.
Old, dried up.
How old are her boobs? Kids. How old are her boobs?
Yeah.
Just 2 grandkids?
Yeah, just turn down Corby's mic while we talk.
All right. Well, good talking to you. Thanks for the shoe compliment. Yeah, right on. They're wonderful.
Okay.
Nobody cares.
Thank you.
Bye.
Good luck.
See you later.
Does your groom? Nice.
Okay, bud.
What?
Let's relax.
Yeah, you're a little overboard here now.
A nice job.
Jeez, your girl's hot as
Anyway, back to Davey punching his grandmother for telling him the story about standing
over rations.
For shoes. Over rations.
Dave. We just paraded a girl right down the middle of Alcatraz, and everyone's hanging out of their cells, going insane.
Stay to the right.
Bringing their cups on the bars.
On Tuesday.
Gordo's throwing a migs at her.
Hey.
Look it up.
My shot.
Throwing a migs at her.
You ever migsed anyone?
I'm calling this lady.
With the hand?
She's not.
No, she's 60. Great.
Get more distance that way.
I mean,
kind of a gilf.
Look at her. What?
She's a
She could stand a game, 20, 30 pounds.
Yeah, I mean, she's not bad. I mean, not that we're talking.
So when you punched your grandma, did she look like that?
Gained 20.
She because she didn't look like that?
When did grandmother start looking like that?
Man,
that's the hottest grandma
in the 70s and 80s. Seriously.
No, they don't hold up so good.
The perm, like the poodle perm.
Oh, did you confirm grandchildren?
Oh, my God. You should, too. Were you guys talking the whole time?
Yes. There's something about grand people, and that's a weird word, I know.
Bake me a pie.
But there's something about grand people where they all start looking the same at some point.
Yes. Yes.
Everything. And they look the same. Like, I'll go into a CVS and see the same looking grand people that I remember when I was a kid. All wearing kind of the muted pastels.
What's your name? Let's get her name.
Yeah, Earth Shoes.
Yep.
What's your name?
What's your? Piper? Does she not realize
Piper
on the line?
That's
Piper.
A hot name. That's
a
hot name.
A hot Piper's name. A hot name.
Twitter handle?
I'll tell her that. How old are your grandkids?
You on Twitter?
I'm old. I don't have Twitter.
Oh, you don't?
That's good.
Hey, how old are your grandkids?
7 and 4.
Okay.
All right.
It's passable. It's
yeah.
You so girls?
Is one of your husbands over here behind us?
Yeah. Ask her how many
what
children
do you do for
she
a living?
Has.
I'm retired.
She's
what are you
retired?
Doing here? Well, I'm helping out with Radio Row.
Okay.
Like what does that mean?
Through the Phoenix fake. Super Bowl?
No. Sonia Mashmeyer. She's helping.
Who?
Through.
Oh, yeah. Sonia Mashmeyer.
Who's Sonia Mashmeyer?
Yeah. Probably the top Mashmeyer that I know.
Classic Sonia. That sounds like a made-up name.
Okay. Mike Ditka's show. Yeah.
With Gridiron Greats.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Is Ditka senile?
I thought Ditka was dead.
What's up with the Wicked Witch Mole?
Is he not? Is he alive?
Dave. Within earshot.
Good Lord, okay. Dave.
Right. Dave, I swear to God, I'm going to kick your ass right here.
Hey, watch your language, okay? We're in mixed company.
Sorry, Piper.
We have elderly people Piper. Here.
Sorry,
Piper.
Piper.
What if I'm Grandma sorry. Piper?
No, Piper, you're doing great. You're more than welcome to join the whole show.
I'm done with her.
I'm just going to say.
You bleach your butt hair.
Every Chiefs Super Bowl.
Yeah, who cares?
And I'm a Kansas City girl, so go
stop
Chiefs.
It. All right, there you go.
Sorry.
Jake doesn't like listening to the voices of women.
Yeah, why don't you allow her
ask on, her if, on, and, ask on her if, and on?
Is the Chiefs. Do you think the Chiefs owner's name is uncomfortable?
Do you know the owner's name?
Clark Hunt.
Ooh.
Whoa.
Hey. Whoa.
Watch the length.
Let's put a space in between the...
Slow down there, Piper. This is the way you pronounce it, okay? Just for future reference, when you're walking down here and people ask you... No, you say, you know, I was talking with Clark Hunt.
Mm-hmm.
Shut
understand
up,
now?
Gordon.
Oh, I got it.
Okay, good. We're just...
No one says Natty.
I thought his first name was Clark.
No, it's not Clark.
Oh,
his last name is not spelled K-H-U-N-T.
Oh.
Clark.
Yeah. What about Mike?
Okay.
All
right, Piper.
Thanks, Piper.
We basically run aground here, so let's abandon ship.
It's Grandma Piper.